could offer as collateral, and there was no bank in the world that would lend money to someone like me out of sheer kindness. I would have to use magic to produce the money from thin air. And soon. One morning, I walked to the station and bought 10 50-million-yen lottery tickets with continuous numbers. Using drawing pins, I covered a section of the kitchen wall with them and looked at them every day. Sometimes I would spend a whole hour in a chair staring hard at them, as if waiting for a secret code to rise out of them that only I could see. After several days of this, the thought struck me from nowhere, I'm never going to win the lottery. Before long, I knew this without a doubt. Things were not going to be solved so easily by just buying a few lottery tickets and waiting for the results. I would have to get the money through my own efforts. I tore up the lottery tickets and threw them away. Then I stood in front of the wash basin mirror and peered into its depths. There has to be a way, I said to myself in the mirror. But of course, there was no reply. Tired of always being shut up in the house with my thoughts, I began to walk around the neighborhood. I continued these aimless walks for 3 or 4 days, and when I tired of the neighborhood, I took the train to Shinjuku. The impulse to go downtown came to me when I happened to pass the station. Sometimes, I thought, it helps to think about things in a different setting. It occurred to me, too, that I hadn't been on a train for a very long time. Indeed, while putting my money in the ticket machine, I experienced the nervousness one feels when doing something unfamiliar. When had I last seen the streets of the city? Probably not since I followed the man with the guitar case from the Shinjuku West entrance, more than 6 months earlier. The sight of the crowds in Shinjuku Station I found overwhelming. The flow of people took my breath away and even made my heart pound. And this wasn't even rush hour. I had trouble making my way through the crush of bodies at first. This was not so much a crowd as a raging torrent, the kind of flood that tears whole houses apart and sweeps them away. I had been walking only a few minutes when I felt the need to calm my nerves. I entered a cafe that faced the avenue and took a seat by one of its large glass windows. Late in the morning, the cafe was not crowded. I ordered a cup of cocoa and half-consciously watched the people walking by outside. I was all but unaware of the passage of time. Perhaps 15 minutes had gone by, perhaps 20, when I realized that my eyes had been following each polished Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, and Porsche that crept along the jam-packed avenue. In the fresh morning sunlight after a night of rain, these cars sparkled with almost painful intensity, like symbols of something. They were absolutely spotless. Those guys have money. Such a thought had never crossed my mind before. I looked at my reflection in the glass and shook my head. This was the first time in my life I had a desperate need for money. When the lunchtime crowd began to fill the cafe, I decided to take a walk. I had no particular goal other than to walk through the city I had not seen for so long. I walked from one street to another, my only thought being to avoid bumping into the people coming towards me. I turned right or left or went straight ahead, depending on the changing of the traffic signals or the whim of the moment. Hands in pockets, I concentrated on the physical act of walking, from the avenues with their rows of department stores and display windows, to the back alleys with their garishly decorated porno shops, to the lively streets with cinemas, through the hushed precincts of a Shinto shrine, and back to the avenues. It was a warm afternoon, and nearly half the crowd had left their coats indoors. The occasional breeze felt pleasant for a change. Before I realized it, I found myself standing in familiar surroundings. I looked at the tiles beneath my feet, at the little sculpture that stood there, and at the tall glass building that towered over me. I was standing in the middle of the small plaza outside the high-rise, the very one where I had gone last summer to watch the people passing by, as my uncle had advised me to do. I had kept it up for 11 days then, at the end of which I had followed the weird man with the guitar case into the strange apartment house lobby where he attacked me with the bat. Aimless walking around Shinjuku had brought me to the very same place. As before, I bought myself coffee and a donut at Dunkin' Donuts and took them with me to the plaza bench. I sat and watched the faces of the people passing by, which put me in an increasingly calm and peaceful mood. It felt good for some reason I could not fathom, as though I had found a comfortable niche.